Hi, and welcome to this UBP podcast. My name is Thomas Christensen. I'm the head of Sovereign and Frontier Debt at UBP Asset Management. And today, we're discussing the new milestone reached in the UBAM Emerging Markets Frontier Bond Fund. The UBAM Emerging Markets Frontier Bond Fund has reached $300 million in assets under management, or AUM, driven in part by continued client interest and in part by good returns this quarter. Still, valuations remain very compelling versus alternatives in fixed income. Just under 15 months after launching the UBAM Emerging Markets Frontier Bond Fund, we reached another milestone this past week, surpassing $300 million in AUM. While the majority of the assets have come from net new flows, as we continue to see good client interest, capital appreciation has also helped, with returns since launch reaching more than 37%. After some brief rates-related weakness in the first quarter, the fund has come back strongly in Q2, delivering 6%+ returns thus far since the beginning of April. Here we show a chart of the fund AUM surpassing 300 million and the net asset value of the fund. Valuations remain very compelling versus alternatives in fixed income. We wrote in April about our continued constructive view on fundamentals, in part due to global growth in 2021 and in part due to ample liquidity relief provided by bilateral and multilateral creditors. On the latter points, recent weeks have seen Cameroon and Gabon get new IMF programs, and Senegal and Angola get disbursements from theirs. Increased SDR allocations, which we've written about before, are forthcoming in September. All this to say, our constructive view from April remains. Of course, as noted above, the market has moved our direction with significant positive returns since then. That said, we do not believe the value is gone, or those considering an allocation today are, quote-unquote, too late. We believe an investment in frontier debt should be considered a strategic allocation, providing value and diversification through the cycle. Further, we view current valuations versus all other spread assets that we track as compelling, and in particular, spread and yield differential to US high yield, which we often reference, remain extremely attractive, still in the 98th percentile of the last 15 years. As such, we continue to see this particular swap making sense. And here we show the frontier versus US high yield yield to maturities. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or to visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you.